From the outside, the Doherty family would have looked like the most ordinary people. Living in a suburb called The Gap, the father had a boring job, the wife was a great homemaker, and their three children, Mark, Sue Ellen and Amanda, went to the local state school and had very good manners. They appeared to be a dull and community-minded family, but it was all a cover. The Wire's Annie Haswell spoke with Sandra Hogan, author of With My Little Eye, which reveals the incredible true story of the Dohertys.
The father, Dudley, was a spy for ASIO. In the process of researching the book, he discovered that so was the mother, Joan. But the interesting thing was that all the children grew up helping with the ASIO work. So they not only knew what their parents did, but they were helping them with that work.
I thought it was fascinating. Things like they would go to a procession, for example, or it was a May Day march, I think, and the father would pretend to be taking pictures of the children, but he would actually get them to stand in a certain place so he could get the people he wanted to get in the background.
Yep. Before they could walk and talk, they were being used in that way as, you know, a mother holding a baby. Nobody's wondering why she's writing in her notebook while she's sitting close to somebody else who's talking. Dudley was a good photographer and he developed his own photographs in the darkroom at home.
And he was taking pictures of people of interest to ASIO, clearly. What was the main interest that ASIO had at that time?
It was all about communists at that period. ASIO was set up in 1949 as a counter-espionage organisation, really under pressure from the British and American governments that would support their security efforts. Those countries were concerned that Australia had communists in high places at the time, people working directly for the Soviet Union as spies. And we know those stories about Burgess and Maclean and Philby and so on in England, and it was the same issue here. So really through the 50s and 60s, pretty much all of ASIO's work was focused on hunting for communists. Well, it started out being in high places in government, but then it got very extensive later on.
In this case, they were doing things in the house like actually monitoring through the floorboards what was being said in the adjoining house.
That was the very first bugging operation, actually, that the ASIO ever carried out. I'm sure the ASIO staff now would just laugh about the way it worked because it was huge, big tape recorders with just enormous gadgets in the room above the people they suspected of being spies. This is in Sydney, actually, this one. And Operation Smile, it was called. And they drilled a hole in the floor of the apartment to be able to install this gadget. But Russian diplomat Nosov, who was working down below, who he suspected them of being spies, and he ran up and knocked on the door to accuse him of spying, and Joan had to come out with her baby and do some very fast talking to make him go away and not come in and see all this equipment and all the ASIO staff who were in there.
The perfect cover, the happy small family. What was it like for the kids? They must have been very good to go along with all that and never tell any of their friends about what was going on.
I interviewed the three kids. They were adults, of course, in their 60s. When I was speaking to them, I interviewed them over many years and I kept asking, how did your mama get you to be quiet? How did they get you not to talk about it? And they don't really know because it was all their life. They can't remember the first time they were instructed. They just know that all of their lives there were these rules about silence and about not speaking, and they all had techniques for locking away information in their mind in such a way that they wouldn't accidentally say something to a friend. And Sue Ellen, she's the one who really, I guess, worked with me to make this book happen. She wanted the story told. She wouldn't have been a good child. She would have been a noisy, kind of naughty child in lots of ways. And yet she was absolutely unquestioning in her obedience to the rules of this family.
Their father was a very strong personality, wasn't he, in a good way, like a very strong, big, warm personality. And he trained them in so many ways to notice and to remember things. Can you talk a little bit about that?
He trained them, and also perhaps in a daily sense, he was often not there. He would just disappear, and they weren't allowed to ask where Dad was. You know, he would just disappear, and then maybe days, maybe weeks, he would come back and it would be all just no questions asked. But so the person who did most of the daily training was their mother. And right from when they were toddlers, she would take them out for walks, and she would just get them to say what they'd seen, who was in that house they passed, what they saw, what they heard. And they were trained from very young to be quite precise in their answers. Near enough isn't good enough. If they were asked, their father would take them out on number plate spotting expeditions, but they were for real. The kids would all have to pick a car or two cars or whatever and remember the number plates and notice when that car was there and when it wasn't there. They're all very good still at remembering number plates.
I bet they are. What's their feeling about their childhood? Do they ever rebel against it on looking back or feel bad about what they did?
They have spoken to me probably mostly about positives. They speak about the exciting things that they did. And I think they like to remember that they had interesting childhoods, you know, like had a kind of a drab time in Australian history. They really did interesting things.
Did it affect their politics later on?
Yeah, it meant that it's hard for them to trust people. Amanda won't talk about politics. Absolutely. Politics is not something that you can mention to her. She's not going to, but you can talk about it near her, but she doesn't enter into any of those discussions. I think they're all quite, don't take anything for granted. They're quite cynical about what they hear and don't accept anything at face value.
Sandra Hogan, author of With My Little Eye, the incredible true story of a family of spies in the suburbs, which is published by Allen and Unwin. She was speaking to The Wire's Annie Haswell.